And what would a basin be?
Well, I think that would be lower than the park, possibly.
It's a place where water gathers or
Not
runs into.
necessarily, I don't think. I think maybe it has cliffs on each side and then it flattens out on this side and nothing much gets in there, but it's just a basin. It could hold water, it could hold something, but I think of it as an area surrounded by something higher than it is, but not necessarily with water in it, not
Okay.
necessarily with any water.
You mentioned cliffs. What are they? They are.
Well, cliffs are sharp, jagged edges where the mountain drops off and
Okay.
it's all rock.
Okay. Sort of like a ledge or.
Ledge,
Okay. And cliffs, one would be called a what?
A cliff.
Okay. What do they call in Colorado? What do they call a flat top hill? A hill,
Well, it's
a area that's had the top chopped off of it.
well, the Grand Mesa, the flat tops over in Grand Junction, it's the whole it's the cliffs that we're talking about. And
Okay.
on the top of the cliffs are the trees and the meadows and the lakes, and even
Okay.
the lakes up there
Would you
too.
ever, you mentioned Mesa, is that the same thing as a butte? What would a butte be?
Oh, I think a butte's smaller, a mesa is
But
larger,
they're both
possibly.
flat on top.
Flat.
Okay, that's very
Now, that's my own opinion.
well, that's exactly what we're looking for, is
Okay.
to see the, because from that we kind of get a real sense of, the way people who live in an area understand the terrain. A ditch that is dug out along an upgraded road would be called a what? Would you ever call it a bar pit or a barra pit or a bar ditch?
Oh, we call it Buffalo Wallow.
A buffalo wallow. Boy, I tell you, I'm going to have to just give you the medal. You have given me some words I haven't heard before. A buffalo
A
wallow.
Buffalo Wallow.
And that's the same thing as
Bar pit.
a bar pit. I tell you
And we
what.
always go up to the Buffalo Wallow to swim when we were little kids. It was about this deep, and the water ran off the meadows and it was nice and warm in the evenings and afternoons. And we'd go up there and swim around and paddle around in the Buffalo Wallow.
That is wonderful. Oh,
Good.
goodness. What is the soil like in this area? Is it good soil?
It's all kinds of soil. A lot of it is gravel and rock. And then you find certain areas like up in the meadow area that is, it looks, it's, well, our peat bogs, as a matter of fact, are not truly peat. It's just old leaves and things of that sort that have been
Decomposed.
decomposed. But it isn't the peat that you find in Ireland.
Yeah.
It isn't that
Okay.
type of thing.
Okay. And these are just a couple of words. What's a boulevard?
Boulevard is four lanes of traffic.
Okay, up like in Denver.
Right.
And the cement thing that they'll build on the side of the road sometimes.
Sidewalk.
Okay. In this area, what do they call paved and unpaved roads? Do they use words like improved and unimproved or dirt road, gravel road?
I think they use a little bit of all of that. This road out here is an improved road, but it's gravel and it's dusty and dirty, and you have allergies to that won't quit, and you can't get a dime's worth of oil on it or anything to hold it down. And when it isn't wet, you can hardly see across the street sometimes. It's so dusty.
Okay. And the main road out front would be called a what?
That's a U.S. Highway
Okay.
285.
Would you call that an improved road or an oil road
It's
or?
an oil road,
Okay.
improved.
Improved. Okay. Now, as you, this roadway that runs up the mountain here and goes through Kenosha there, that's called a what? Is it that place where it goes over the top of the mountain would be called?
That's a pass.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a notch or a gap? Are those three words about the same?
I don't think so. A pass goes over the top. A notch is cut between two mountains. A gap it would be between two mountains. A
Okay.
pass goes over the top.
Okay, great. What are the Badlands?
I've not been there, but I think of the Badlands as being an area where there's very little water, long
Right.
distance between people.
Okay. And the High Plains, is that an area here in
Yes,
Colorado?
it is, and it's farming country, and it's above quite a bit above sea level, has a shorter growing period than some of the areas in Iowa and some of those
Okay.
places.
Kind of the east of here,
Right, out
maybe.
east, it's around Sterling and Fort Morgan.
Okay.